This is the audio recording for the Candia Budget Committee meeting for October 23, 2024.
Last time, Dean was the only one who said his name, and then throughout, every time that Dean spoke, it said, Dean said this or Dean said that. So I'm going to please try to ask everybody to remember before you speak to say your name. Even if you've spoken before and we all know who you are, it just will make it a lot, we have to do our own minutes and it will make it a lot easier for us if artificial intelligence knows who you are and then can put in the minutes who is speaking. And so let's try to remember. Kevin Coughlin has volunteered to do our Zoom tonight, so I think we can go ahead and get started. So the minutes from last meeting, you can take a look. This isn't exactly what artificial intelligence did. I had to go through and change the format because it puts the time and then what was said and then the time and what was said. So I went through and changed the format, and this is what I came up with. I think it did a really good job, and it cut out all the chatter or the if I say to somebody else something that has nothing to do with, like, I like your hairdo tonight. It cuts out that kind of stuff. So I think that it did a pretty good job of the minutes because most of this was already here when I started. Okay. So are there any changes or corrections to the minutes? Well, Brenda, I forgot Brenda. She was at the meeting, so I changed them to include her. She was here. Mm-hmm. Any other changes or corrections?
Ryan's with us.
What?
Ryan joined us.
Okay, Ryan's here. Okay, so for the sake of the attendees tonight are Lynn Shivers, Susan Young, Ryan Young, William Safi, Josh Reed, Stephanie Helmig, and Brenda Coughlin. Okay. If there's no changes or corrections, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Sue Young makes the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion. This is Josh.
Josh makes the second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay. We didn't have any questions from the school at our last meeting, so we'll go straight to the questions for the selectmen. So you have two sheets. You have the sheet with the questions, and then you have a sheet that with the red writing on it that shows the answers. Okay. The first question was, will there be a COLA? If yes, how much will it be? And the selectmen approved a 2.5% increase in their October 21st meeting. So the budget that we have tonight includes that, right? So this the COLA is included in the budget that we're looking at. Okay? Everybody got that? Second question. On the cemetery line, on facilities improvement maintenance contract services, $15,000 was budgeted for last year and $158.93 was spent so far. Will this be used, and what is the intended use of the $16,000 requested for the next year? Would you like to speak?
Do you want me to, or do you want to sit?
I want anybody who has the answer.
Okay. That's
okay.
Me.
Okay, just say your name.
Beth Chelbeck.
Okay.
Cemetery Junior Ad.
That's fine.
Okay. Beth Chelbeck, Cemetery Trustee Chair. So we have only spent that much, but I just approved a proposal from the tree company that we've been using, Northern Tree, to they're going to do Hill Cemetery, and they're going to That was for $14,900, and that's, they're going to take out.
Multiple dead ashes, there's...
15?
There's a dead ash in a dead March Albert Cemetery. So there's a dead ash, there's a big dead maple that's got a crack. You can look right through the leader that's about probably 3.5 feet wide. And there's a lot of stones from early days that are in jeopardy, so we need to do a crane in there. We'll be taking those two out. We're going to have to get permissions to be able to cross another property to take out two other dead ashes that grew up in the stone walls. And there's also multiple trees coming down the driveways that need to come out, which the abutters, you know, it grew up on their property, but it's dead and it's falling into our cemetery, damaging stones. So that's that one. Unfortunately, we were unable to fund a tree removal out of Depot Street.
Depot
Road, East Candia Cemetery, because we, last year, they removed $5,000 from our funds, and that was a $4,800 job. And those ashes, if they come down, and when they come down, because they're dead, will damage 1,700 to 1,800 year stones.
They're already
coming down. Yeah, and we don't have the funding for that unless we want to put it back in for this year, and we can, in January, authorize them to do that cutting.
Okay, so then the $16,000 for next year, is that continue the project of...
Yes, so as if you remember from last year, I had mentioned we were gifted 2.5 acres of land over at the village cemetery. We need to do cutting over there. We many trees, and just to expand, we need to take those tree stumps out. That's going to cost a ton of money. And we also had to take down the arch, and that needs to be fixed. It's broken. The one side doesn't go into the stone is broken. So that all has to be fixed. That's going to cost, we're still waiting on a proposal for that one, on an estimate. But the arch itself needs to be sandblasted and fixed. And then everything needs to be put back. That's a 2 or 3 year project right there. So we're trying to just make it so that it's not so much in the year.
Okay.
We're going a little bit. And with the sign, you know, thankfully there's a local company that is helping us. And we'll be, you know, liable for the wages of the person who does the repairs on the arch and the capping and all that, because we're going to have to redesign it and make it higher.
Yeah, it has to go up so that any work that doesn't get done, but years down the road needs to get done, if we need to expand it some more, then we can't keep taking it down and putting it back up. It needs to get higher so that these big, huge trucks that seem to not be able to fit in there now can fit in there.
Okay.
And the nice thing is it's local people that are going to be doing the work.
Okay. Okay. Any questions?
Brenda Coughlin, you talked about the Hill Cemetery, $14,900. Is that what you're planning on spending the $14,700 that's left from this year? The $16,000. I'm just trying to follow you with the $16,000 that you're budgeting for this coming year. You said there's a ton of work. It's a 3 to 4 year project. Or 2 to 3 year project. What are you expecting to do with the $16,000, with the amount of work you have done? You've earmarked $16,000, so you must have an idea.
Yes, trees.
It's all tree removal for $16,000.
Yes. As far as, I mean, I don't spend the money right away. So the cemetery starts in April. Those are when the cemetery's gates open. We start mowing lawns and things maybe the end of April, when it needs it. So we try not to spend all of our budget then. We try to wait. If anything happens, mower breaks or, you know, whatever, if something big needs to be spent, we don't want to spend that all up front. We wait until now to spend this money. That's why that money is still in there. So, but those, that money is for trees. But if something happens, we need that money for something else.
So the 14.7.
It's 14.9 is the proposal.
Right, but the 14.7 that's left in your budget.
Yes.
Is that encumbered for work, or you?
No, we're spending.
You're confident
that,
already, that's going to be spent by the end of the year?
I've already accepted the proposal. I just got to get that proposal to Kim so that she can pay it.
Oh,
that.
So the work will be done. Okay, okay, thank you.
The work gets done in the winter because if they go in there now, they're going to destroy the land.
So how does that work? Does that get encumbered?
No, if they spend it before the end of the year,
before the end of the
cover.
Year. She said it gets done in the winter, though.
It gets
well,
paid now. Then they come.
Oh, paid in advance?
I don't know
paid,
about that.
So yeah. They don't send us a bill.
Yeah, they don't have to cover.
And also, I mean, this is a good way to do it, to save spending that money till the end, because after the winters, if you have people that have driven into the cemeteries or there's damage from trees, we need to get loom or we need to redo a road, we have the money to do it up front.
Right.
If we don't, then towards the end of the year, we get quotes to take down hazard trees. And we use Northern Tree because actually Kevin is a licensed state arborist. So there's not many of them in the state. There's only a few. And he's one of them, and that's why we use him, because he's state licensed. And
he protects the,
thank you,
the stones, too, which is good.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, the trust.
We have a hand up.
We're going to.
The trust.
The hand up.
Okay. Yes, Ryan is.
Ryan.
Did I do the right?
I am.
The hand up.
Great.
Is that you with your hand up? Okay. Ryan, you have to say your name first.
Yeah, Ryan Young. Actually, I think you kind of just answered my question. I was just wondering, with the tree work, is that something where you have one contractor you always use, or is that something you put out and get quotes back?
But
it sounds like you have one.
Yeah, we have one. We've used him last year and this year. He gives us a discount because Mark works for Eversource. So he gives Eversource a discount. So on our proposal, he has like Eversource and Cemetery. So he gives the town a discount. So that's why we use him.
Okay.
And he does a great job.
But not only that, we have used them others in the past. And, you know, when you find out they don't have the equipment to do the job or they don't have the contacts, because they will hire, like, Jay Messina to come in because he's got an off-road crane.
He doesn't do it anymore.
And that one turns tight. They don't use their own crane in their small cemeteries. So
the
if you don't have people with the amount of contacts and support and the licensing and all the other things, it's hard to get quotes from somebody who's doing it on the side.
Okay.
Trees.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
The trust.
That's number three.
You mean,
we're not. We've
okay.
Got a number three. A number two? Okay. Okay, question three. There's a substantial amount of money in the cemetery common trust fund and the general cemetery maintenance fund. How much can be taken out every year, and how can it be used? And has the amount that is intended to be used been subtracted from the requested operating budget?
Okay. So, first of all, there's a formula that we have to go by. It's the one with the 600 whatever thousand in it.
What? I'll tell you. Okay. Let me look. Let's do it. Okay. The Cemetery Common Trust.
That one has a big chunk in it.
$775,000?
That one.
Okay, and then there's the other one. The General Cemetery Maintenance Fund.
Yeah.
That one has about $11,000. Am I reading that right?
I think last year it only had seven. I'm not
Wait,
sure.
Let me look here.
Are they all on the bottom section?
Both of them? One is in the top and one
right,
is in
so
the
that's
bottom.
Interest only.
So okay. How much interest is in that?
They can only use interest.
So I can tell you about that. So there's a formula that we have to use.
This one.
And that big one has been established in the 1800s. I think it says it on there somewhere. We have to go by what they said we can't take any more or any less. Well, we can take less, but we can't take any more. But the formula is $25 per perpetual care lot is what can be used, be taken out of Holbrook Cemetery. So we have 420 perpetual care lots in Holbrook.
420.
That is in that big lump one. And...
The big lump one, you're talking the cemetery common trust, the one that you can only draw off interest.
We can only draw off interest, mm-hmm. but we can't draw off all interest. We can only draw $25
per year?
Perpetual
no,
care.
$25 yeah. per 420 lots. So 420 times
10,500.
Mm-hmm. How much?
That's
10,
per year.
10,500, which 10, is what 5. I've done the last 2 years, is 10,500.
Okay.
Now, if Martin, who works in Holbrook, is to only work in Holbrook for $8,000, I'm only allowed to take out the $8,000. So it depends because
Why?
It goes by what he has done for maintenance. It's a maintenance fund.
So I see a lot of questions. What you have to understand is this was set up with the New Hampshire Attorney General and Dave DePue and Dick Snow. So this formula was already pre-done, and we'd have to approach the Attorney General's office again if we were to try to say we want to take a little more of that interest. So what the Attorney General says in the decree is we can take $25 per perpetual care lot. Some only have a couple dollars because in the 1800s there was not much money put in, all the way up to, 1980-something when they stopped and they changed it to this other fund.
Okay, wait,
fund.
Stop.
Legally,
wait.
We can only do that.
Excuse me, this is Lynn. You say we stopped and changed it to this other fund. I don't know what you're talking
at
about.
At some point, it was changed in 1980 from...
And the, then it and then it became
one,
the common...
made that smaller one.
Okay,
General
so,
Cemetery.
So the old perpetual fund we can't change because it's all in the past, and the new perpetual fund goes into the General Cemetery Maintenance Fund, in that one, where we can spend...
We can spend all of that if we wanted to.
Got it. Okay. That's,
but if you spend it now,
right.
you're
not
building it.
You're not accruing interest.
That's correct. Okay.
Any, and so then you're back to square one.
Okay.
Which is, we're trying to get it up to a good amount where when we want to spend something, we have a good amount of interest we can spend instead of spending all of it so that it keeps accruing.
Okay.
So I have a question related to the...
Josh.
Go ahead, Josh.
It's Josh. Thank you for that. For this other fund that exists that ceased having money put in it approximately 1980, what I'm guessing is that means the AG hasn't weighed in on it in over 35, 40 years.
Correct.
So $25 back then, adjusted for inflation, would be a lot higher.
Correct.
You only have been getting that $10,500
mm-hmm.
since her and I have been on the board.
Nothing else was given back in the day.
Well, thank you for doing that. I just wonder if it would make sense to at least have a conversation with the AG's office and say, hey, listen, there's this money. You know, we've got work going on. It's literally for that purpose. You know, $10,500 every year with inflation just over 30 years just doesn't really cut it anymore.
And it doesn't even cover the 25% of Martin's wages that he spends while working out.
There you go.
So if we were to do it, we did the math. And it would be, we could get back almost $17,000 a year. However, because of the way it's written,
mm-hmm.
we can only get $10,500 max.
Would the AG be able to rewrite it for you or evaluate?
Well, we'd have to probably work with the town attorney.
And the select
board. And the select board rep. To talk to them and...
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
$25 just... And that fund is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
It'll always get bigger.
Because we can't even spend, with $25 per flight.
So you make about $75,000 a year on interest on it.
So even if you were to get it to a higher level, you're still going to make a lot of money on it. And you still be able to form
because we could never touch the $700,000. You can only touch
the interest.
That's what he said.
Right.
Must
so
go back
we'll
into
always
that account.
Accrue that $75,000 or whatever interest, whatever the year brings in.
Yeah.
It would be nice to be able to touch the interest. And, you know, even just the interest.
Yeah, just spend all of the interest.
So.
But we have to go back to the.
I have a, this is Stephanie, I have two questions. One, if there's $75,000 a year in interest, where does that money go?
So the way it's written, it goes back into the principal.
Okay.
That's why it's so much, because it just keeps getting bigger every year.
Second question is, so what do you, the $10,500 that you've been getting every year?
That goes into the general fund here in the town.
It offsets taxes.
It offsets taxes, but it's not additional expenses, so.
Nope, we don't touch that.
Oh, you don't earmark that for certain expenses?
You don't earmark it for something special, so.
We're not able to. It goes to the town and the town.
Goes to the general fund.
Boy, I'm lost.
Okay.
Which it would come back into the cemeteries if we have, like, where we have to clear that 2.5 acres down in Village.
There has got to be a way, the town accounting to.
That was my question.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I think the whole point was none of us could understand how this whole thing worked.
It's been a battle.
I mean, I have a formula from last year.
On the trustees, that fights us.
If you want it.
No, that's fine, I'm sure you're following the formula, we just couldn't figure out how the perpetual care and the maintenance and.
It's still confusing.
So, this is Stephanie, I have a question. Is there somebody that we could go to ask, like a consultant, to figure out how we could better do our book, or do our books better? Like, it just doesn't make sense that if the cemetery is allowed to spend $10,500 on maintenance, mowing and things like that, it doesn't show up on their
budget.
It's going into the general fund.
It goes into the general fund. It doesn't actually go towards.
Doesn't seem right.
Would you be talking about creating a revolving fund at that point? I mean, that's outside my wheelhouse here, but.
So, Beth, again, I asked this question to Andrea. No, was it Andrea? Who did I ask? Oh, to Kim. So, every year when the people in town buy a plot, that money goes to the town, and we then, you know, give them a deed. It costs no money on our end to do that, but they get $200 perpetual care, which goes into the fund, and then they get per plot, and then there's $200 for the land, and then there's also a $375 fee that goes for $100 per market, putting the corner markets in, and $275 we pay for the little for corner markers. And I asked, like, why is it with the corner markers we have to pay that money out of our budget when Joe Schmo is buying this corner marker and the money's going to the town but not back into us? Mm-hmm. And so Dick Snow said we have to do a revolving fund in order to be able to do that. So I have him doing some kind of warrant article about this from our last meeting, because I don't feel like it's fair that we're getting nickel and dimes in this budget, but anytime there's a corner marker that gets done, Manchester Memorial sends us the bill. We have to pay it out of our budget.
Yeah, that's
weird. The town is getting the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that with most of the departments. Yeah. Like when they sold the ambulances.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
The money goes back into the general fund. When
right.
What the income from the recycling center goes back to the general fund.
Right.
That's the income goes to the general
and
fund.
Then when we're asking
and then
for
you
money,
have a budget
right.
And you get whatever you get.
Now we sold, I got to go through my paperwork, but I sold a good 10 plots this year. And that's $375 per whatever, however many people that was, because it's not per plot that those corner markers have bought, it's per
grave site.
So some people buy two, those corner markers get around the two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so however many, I gotta figure out how many we did, but all that came out of our budget, and we're negative in that line right now, because we didn't ask the town. We level funded last year. We didn't ask the town for any extra money, but then the town took $5,000 out of our budget. Now we're looking like Now we're in the negative.
Okay. More questions?
Yeah, just one more question.
Wait, your name?
Oh, Susan Young. I'm looking at the revenue report for this year, last year, and the year before. Do you know whereabouts that revenue that you said came from the trust, where it would be listed?
I have no idea.
Do you, Andrea, offhand?
So the check comes from the trustees of the trust fund. I never see it. The check goes, I send an email with this formula to the trustees of the trust fund. They then in turn somehow get a check and it goes to the town. I don't see it. I have no idea.
I don't see it either.
So there has to be an account.
Look at the backside too. All right. I'm sure it's here. I just don't know where to find it.
Kids maybe might know where it is.
Yeah, I think if you're asking to use it for Andrea Hansen, you're asking to use it for projects, correct? Like a project when you ask, when you request?
That interest goes back to the town.
Because when Jeff asks for the interest for a highway, it's earmarked for a project. So do you ask for the interest at all? Or you just let it?
I've asked her before when I first was doing this, and I never.
Because she said it's set aside to offset your budget. That's when she gets that money. If you need to pay for a project.
So when we're asking for 70, maybe we're asking for 60. I don't know how it's done.
There's a formula. I don't have the trust fund in front of me. But there's a formula. You just subtract it from the principal, and that's your interest. And that's what you request. You request from the trust.
Yeah, I request the 10.
And it's usually for a project, though.
I never requested for a project
because I was told it goes to the town.
She must somehow go back to something that you do. She wouldn't just put it in the general fund.
I don't know. We'd have to check.
Okay.
Because if I could earmark it, I'd earmark it for trips.
Yeah.
Okay, Brenda had a question.
Quick question, Brenda. Is this the money that's coming back, like from the fire department, from the cemetery, that you're writing out the 10-5 to the trust, or the getting the trustees to send it? And it all goes into the general fund. Is that a state municipal budgeting, or is that a creation from Candia that we can change?
It's a creation from Candia.
Okay.
From 1800 and some.
So we're putting all this money back into the general fund instead of giving it back to the departments that are generating the revenue.
From the trust.
So that is something that we have created. Okay.
Wait,
yeah.
Is that correct?
No, I think Jeff uses his money.
Say it again, please.
Andrea Hansen, Jeff uses that money.
The road agent.
But can you answer that? The monies that she's saying?
I don't know. I have to look into
it. So I think ours is different because it's state. The cemetery is state. We answer not only to our select board, but to the state if something was to happen.
Okay, Andrea, why don't you clarify that for us so we don't just guess?
Did you press it?
I mean, it would be nice. Okay. I just don't know. I don't see it. As you can see in our budget, it's never put into there for anything, and I've never actually asked the town
trustees or somebody to get it back.
I mean, we did have a big long meeting with the trustees of the trust fund. Because Dick was saying we should take more out than the $25, but they were saying we couldn't. So I really don't understand it all. I just do the formula like I'm told to, so that the town at least gets $10.
Okay. All right. Brian?
Hey, Brian Brock. I believe they're different funds. I don't know. You have to get the wording on that fund, how it was created. Mm-hmm. But like in Jeff's case, it's for projects. So it's totally different. So that's why he can get that money to do the project.
The Moore Highway Fund.
I've never seen how this one was created.
So it might be in the original creation of the...
There's things going on there, too. There's two funds there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the old rules and the new rules.
Yeah. Correct.
So they don't get any money from either?
Because Carla Penfield always reminds me to send you and Jeff emails to request that interest. So.
I love that reminder. Beth Chelbeck again. Ours is maintenance. So when we're performing maintenance on those perpetual care lots, in those 420 in the cemetery, That's why Martin only did $8,000 worth of work in there. If he only got paid $8,000 to mow lawns in there, we could only take $8,000. It's for maintenance. So I think when you guys are giving us money through the budget for maintenance, I think that's why it goes into you to pay you guys back for the maintenance.
Okay.
I think, if I'm not wrong, I might be. I think that's what I read at one point.
All right, we'll clarify that, okay? We're going to have to move on.
Yeah. One quick question. You talk about Martin's wages and that they don't cover. But what is the...
They do right now.
The cemetery wages, so his wages are being covered, correct? $27,000 was spent.
We have three people working in our cemetery.
Uh-huh.
We have five cemeteries, and we have three people working in them.
Is that Martin, too?
Martin is one.
Okay, so it's being covered.
He's the sexton.
And then Patrick covers Hill, and then Pike covers Village, Depot Road, East Candia, and
Just three.
Bean Island
and down.
So it sounds like wages are being covered.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much. It's been a constant confusion, so I appreciate the explanation. Okay, let's go on to number four. Highway. How much is currently in the revolving fund? How will that be used? Has that been subtracted from the proposed operating budget? Approximately $22,000 in the revolving fund, using it for Corrali Road, as it is not in the capital improvement plan. Impact fees will be used on Corrali Road as well. The plan is to let the money accrue in the revolving fund so the North Road box culvert can be replaced in 2026. The block grant money is intended for highway projects only, not to offset the budget. Funds were approved by selectmen to finish Tower Hill Road.
Sorry, I was transcribing as Jeff was telling me. Jeff wasn't able to make it, so
okay.
To be clear. And then I added that there was a memo from the state, and if you see, the funds can only be used for construction, reconstruction, and maintenance of each municipality's class six and class five highways. So, I know you want to offset. He's caught up though with the block grant money. He's been able to catch up.
Catch up.
On road projects.
Yeah.
So that block grant money helps him.
Okay, but the $22,000 that was before the block grant money came in, right?
No, he just had another bill come in. That was as of today. That $22,000.
Oh, that is as of today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is no money.
Does that include the money that from the Moore Highway Fund?
No.
So that's still coming in.
That's not
right. Isn't that going to go in the revolving fund?
No, you can't. That's that interest for the project.
Right. So he just he can't put that in the revolving fund, and then
I don't believe he can. I think
he just has to spend it. Okay. All right,
so.
Brian.
Yeah, that's Brian Brock. That's project oriented.
Right.
That more fund, and it's only the interest too.
Right. I just was under the.
Yeah. He just can't pull that out, the interest, and throw it on some other project. He's doing. It has to be a specific project.
Okay. All right. Okay, any other questions on that question? Anybody? Okay. Number five, what subcontractor raises were given in the last year? How many raises were given and what are the amounts? Okay, we got something that looks like this.
This is
proposed subcontractor rates. And we got something about from the DOT. So this was your question about the raises.
Right. Didn't the subcontractors get raises twice, once in the winter, and is that?
I know the snowplow guy's got a bump.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did raise them.
And then didn't we keep that and then give them, didn't they just get another one?
That's right. The summer contract.
So this isn't really what I was asking for.
Right.
No.
But
no.
It's a nice damage.
No, like you're asking how much the guys that...
Well, just say, yeah, because I know what this... Because you can find out the state rate and like that and how we if we're fair to them, or if we can keep them, or if we need to adjust it, so.
So there may be a difference, if Boyd could probably answer, because he worked on it with them. There's a difference between winter and summer, correct?
Okay.
I don't have the, I'm sorry, I didn't have the winter, I thought we were talking about summer.
Well, so
Brenda Coughlin, we had asked, how much did they get increases, whether they were summer or winter contractors last year, and how much is earmarked for them again in this coming budget? That's kind of what we were looking for.
I don't think there's an increase. Mean, yes, there is an increase in the winter contract in next year's budget.
Plus last year.
Well, in 2025. I can't tell you exactly how much.
Okay, that's what we want to know.
Yeah.
I think what you have here is the proposed rates in this document that you have in front of you for as of June of this year.
Right.
Susan Young, but I guess if it was presented more like our budget is, you know what I mean, last year, this year, and how it's gone up, that's what I think probably needed to be done. But this is a lot of work, Boyd, but I don't know if he can figure something like that out.
Well, I guess we'll have to, huh?
Well, I'm not in charge. But
what the current rate is. I'm sorry, we don't have that information.
Well, no, the current rate's here.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. It's when the increases, the last two increases were.
Okay.
And how much, I guess, was the question.
Mm-hmm. For winter and summer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is Stephanie. It says here pickup, front plow only. So somebody plows during a storm, they get $86 an hour?
Well, that covers the truck.
Yeah, the truck and the driver.
I'm plowing my truck.
I was just going to...
Well, if you owned it, it wouldn't
take... It doesn't go very far.
No.
It
destroys trucks.
Okay.
I've got a chainsaw. I'll go to work on this truck.
Okay. Any other questions that we have answers to on number 5 here?
We'll put a question.
Okay. Number 6. Planning board, attending meeting to explain. Okay, how do you plan to use? Okay, let's get to planning board.
$5,000 for engineering.
Could you please introduce yourself first?
Yeah, Tim Darcy.
Okay, just hold on a minute. Okay.
Yeah. What page?
Yeah, I apologize for not getting anything back in.
Page 5.
Okay, we got it. Yeah.
How do you plan to use the $5,000 requested for the master plan implementation planning? And so far, none of the $8,501 budgeted has been spent. Do you plan to use the other 3 lines that were not spent in the last budget and that you're still requesting the same amount? So those other 3 lines would be...
Well, why don't we handle the first part first?
Okay.
Why don't we handle the...
Okay.
The money that hasn't been spent yet and the $5,000 for next year.
Okay.
The money that the $8,500 that hasn't been spent yet is committed, signed agreement with Southern Hampshire Planning to do impact fees for the school and for the solid waste district. So we're spending that money to generate revenue for the town. Okay, last year, we completed highway and emergency services. And that's generating $2,000 per lot per house that comes into Candy. Have no idea what the school or the solid waste will be. I can't imagine the solid waste will be a massive number, but you know, so that's what that money was spent for, and that is committed to do those second 2.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Stephanie. So you said it's $2,000 per house lot.
Correct.
So that it comes off of the tax rate somehow.
No, nothing to do with the tax.
Building permit.
Building permits.
Permits. Okay.
Every building permit that gets issued, and it's different for commercial, and it's different for, you know, residents, and different for industrial, and even an ADU. If someone wants to build an ADU, we have a square footage calculation for an impact fee for an ADU. So we've got all those options covered. And the commercial and the industrial impacts are different by type, right? So something that doesn't generate a lot of traffic, say like a car repair shop, I'm making this up on the fly, has a different impact fee than McDonald's, right? Because they're generating different levels of traffic.
So it's 2,000 until that lot is built and paying property tax or paying their.
Well, in order to pull the building permit, they'll have to pay the impact fee.
Okay.
So it's an upfront cost.
Like an ante ticket into a game.
Exactly. It's a ticket into a game. And if you don't build a house, hold the building permit.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that works, and it's to offset the fees. Okay. So again, we're doing school and solid waste with that money that was in last year's budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. Well, Susan Young, will it be finished so we can put it into effect, or?
Crossing my fingers, Nate.
Because, I mean, those are two huge.
Nate's working on it.
You know, right. The school and the.
The gentleman at Southern Hampshire Planning is very good at what he does. He really knows.
Is it Nate?
It's Nate, okay. Yeah. And I know he's working on it, and but I don't have a completion time frame on it at this point. But yeah, we want it as soon as possible.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And these do not need to go before the voters, right? They're. Mm-hmm. They're going to, it's just the planning board approves them. And I think the select board has to approve them too. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our game plan going forward, I asked if legally we could put a CPI on those impact fees, mm-hmm. so that they would automatically mm-hmm. go up every year. Mm-hmm. We can't, mm-hmm. but we're going to put it on our agenda every year to increase them by the CPI, mm-hmm. so we don't end up behind.
Good. Could I just ask you out of curiosity, the 55 plus,
yes,
is that a regular $2,000, or how do you do that?
I believe that was a different number. That was a different calculation.
Because we have another one coming up, and
this document is
nothing we want to do. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
But Bob Donovan has it, so he will look it up. And Southern Hampshire Planning has an open. We have an open line to them for. If there's a question about what their fee should be, there's no charge for them to say, this is what the fee should be.
Perfect. Thank
Great.
You.
Okay. So now to the second part of the question, and then we got a third part. Second part was, what's the $5,004 for next year?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have another big project going on. That's the Housing Opportunity Plan. Right. We've got a $50,000 grant from the state of New Hampshire. We had a $25,000 grant to assess our housing needs, and I hope you guys have all gone online and read it, mm-hmm. front to back. Mm-hmm. That was completed this summer. Now we're taking that, the housing needs that we all know tactily and intuitively is documented that, we have some housing shortages, affordable housing, and places for our grandkids and kids to live and stuff, mm-hmm. right? So now we're going into the phase of how do we implement that? How do we get that into our town plans and into our subdivision guidelines so that we're not throwing up roadblocks to things we want in town and making sure that we keep Candia's character the same? So it involves Southern Hampshire Planning. It's going to involve another consulting firm, and it's going to involve Stantec. It's going to involve our town engineer, right? It's a two-year project. We got $50,000 for that. I'm hoping that we can get most of the work that we need to get done this year under that, but I believe we can't get it all covered because it's just for housing opportunity, right? As you probably can tell from the things you're hearing in town and seeing online and seeing on our agendas, we have a lot of development pressure right now. Mm-hmm. Right, and our neighbors have the same thing. And that development pressure has become more and more litigious as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've had great conversations with the head of planning in Raymond, and you wouldn't believe the litigations they're going through from developers. So what we on the planning board are trying to do, and that's where we plan that we'll probably use this $5,000 in that realm, is trying to create documentation to defend our 3-acre zoning and to look at where we have water in town that can support housing and where we don't have sewer handling capacity in town, septic handling capacity in town to support development, and be able to defend our zoning from fact-based when we get into litigation.
May I ask one more question?
Sure.
Susan Young, when you do work a formula for the ADUs, do you include like all the ones in people's houses that nobody ever claimed or anything like that? Because someone said if you added all those in, all the apartments that people have, that we would satisfy our quota.
You know, and that's a fair point, but the planning board isn't in enforcement. And you know, we do get a bad rap in town at times, but we're not driving around in town with binoculars going, is that Granny in the
ADU over there? Okay.
Right. Yeah. Is there a kitchen in that back bedroom?
So you have to go by the assessments.
We don't really have a clue.
It's too bad.
I think it's impossible to determine that. And also, let's not forget, a lot of the older ADUs were built before there was an ordinance about it.
Right.
Right. And we've actually got that problem right now. Someone has a detached ADU that was built before the ordinance went in.
Oh.
And they want to demolish it because it's in bad shape and build a new one.
Oh.
We can't. Because of our current zoning ordinance.
Yeah. So it's not grandfathered.
It's not grandfathered.
Okay. That was just a question I had. Because I'm thinking we're trying to defend our stance on our housing needs.
And that's why we're working on the ADU ordinance that we're going to put out in March to make it so that hopefully people don't shortcut the rules and actually do make it a legal, legitimate ADU. Because there's a lot of health issues with not having it be permitted, water, sewer, so on and so forth.
Thank you. Brenda?
Tim, Brenda Coughlin. You're seeing some movement in surrounding towns that are dealing with a lot of litigious issues from builders. If you're getting a sense that with some of the projects that are kind of knocking at the door here, have you been speaking to the select board for budgeting more legal fees that you think we're going to be involved with? $5,000 could be a week's worth of a lawyer.
Yeah, well, that's not for lawyer fees. That's just for engineering fees.
Oh, that's engineering.
It's just engineering.
So,
a couple things. One, I'd love to talk more about that, but in terms of futures, but obviously I can't,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, we did just have a very litigious process mm-hmm. last year,
mm-hmm.
right? They took us to court. We won. They appealed. We won.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
appealed again. We want. I don't know what the legal fees on that were.
But you're not anticipating another big thing like that, are you?
Who knows?
You know, as far as legality, as far as being sued, no, I can't anticipate that.
Okay.
Right? We're gonna have to abide by our rules and regulations and hope for the best. Right. I mean, if you wonder if there's anything big coming down the pipe, I would just advise go to the website and look at our upcoming agendas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have. That's why
I'll say.
I asked you that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
We're doing legal fees. Sorry, this is Stephanie.
Yeah,
we have a line.
We have a line.
Yeah. Under town legal fees?
But has it been increased?
We have a whole line for legal fees.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. Is it under the select?
No, I think it's under.
Yeah.
It's
going to cost.
Okay. Yeah, it used to be $25,000 and then.
Is it 50, right?
Legal services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And believe me, we try to be very responsible about how we document our decisions.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good idea.
You know.
So page 4.
The very bottom of page 4.
Yeah, it was pulled
legal expenses, $55,000.
Oh, okay.
Well, it wasn't increased this year, was it?
Okay,
thank
and then
you.
The very
thanks,
last
Tim.
Portion of the question.
The last three lines. Now, I remember two of them. I don't have the budget sitting in front of me, but one was mileage.
Oh.
And
legal
one
notices.
Was,
legal notices.
Legal
notices.
And law lectures.
Lectures.
Law lectures.
We haven't done a lecture yet this year. We will. We last year we used almost all that money, and we probably will again this year in the winter and springtime.
Okay.
So that's not, that hasn't gone to waste. We do use that frequently. It's just this year with
mm-hmm.
doing the HOP grant stuff and everything, we've been
busy.
Pretty darn busy, yeah.
Okay, the mileage and legal notices?
Yep, those two, we don't use them often. We use them, you know, every few years we'll use those. Leave them in there, and it's what I call an insurance policy that you only pay for when you use it. Because if we leave it in the budget and we have to send Amy somewhere or we have to do a legal filing, we're not coming in over budget. So, you know, we can't use it for anything else, and we don't use it for anything else, but we have years where we do spend that money, and it's really just an insurance policy.
But again, comes back to the town if you don't use
right.
it.
Right, you don't pay for it unless you use it.
It's not that much.
But yeah, it could be spent on anything.
Yeah, and if it was like $10,000, right. We'd be talking a whole different story right. here, right?
Right.
Okay.
This is Josh. I just have one more
Go
question,
ahead.
If I could. Not on this list, but you said that your line item for JS system licensing is going down by half. Is that going to go back up the year after next, do you think?
I got the bill for this year, and that was the bill for this year.
Well, that's great.
So,
go down, huh?
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. So I took that bill and said, okay, that's what next year's going to be. I think the bill actually was a little less than what we put in, figured, you know, 3% inflation and put that number in.
Okay.
Now, I can't guarantee you that.
No, I'm not asking for guarantee. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions for planning board? All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, solid waste. Now, the first question, let's see, let me get to the right page.
What about the police?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Police. We're not skipping police. Number seven. What's the reason for the big increase in the police retirement line? How is that calculated? The answer is the New Hampshire retirement employer contribution for the full-time office, police office, is based on earned wages. Therefore, when there is a wage increase, the employer retirement contribution increases as well. All full-time police officers are required to participate in the New Hampshire retirement system. The contribution formulas are set by the state law, and the retirement system is governed by administrative rules. Policies adopted by the New Hampshire Retirement System, Board of Trustees, and the Internal Revenue Service. The employer contribution rate is set by the New Hampshire RS Board of Trustees every 2 years and is based on the result of biennial actuarial valuations. The town has no authority or involvement in rate setting. The current employer rate is 31.28%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Answers the question? Okay, now solid waste. Number eight. All right, let me find solid waste.
Starts on page 6.
Thank you.
Okay. The equipment purchase line, you're requesting $4,000. What are you purchasing? And can it be taken out of the Recycling Center Capital Improvement Fund?
It's a sweeper for the skid steer.
Hold on, Chuck Witcher.
Oh, Chuck Witcher, sorry.
That's okay.
It's a sweeper for the skid steer so we can sweep the pavement. Can it be? Upon further investigation, yes, it can be. I didn't think a $4,000 equipment purchase really was something that was a capital improvement, but if everyone's on board with it, we can absolutely do that.
Okay, let me just see how much is in that.
It's $136,000 something.
Oh, in the budget, right? In the capital improvement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's spend it.
We will be buying a new machine. It may not happen this calendar year, 2024, but it will be happening soon. It's 20 years old.
Okay.
And that is around $100,000. So there's a big chunk that will be coming out of it, but we can certainly
take $4,000
buy a sweeper from it. No
okay.
problem at all.
All right. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Special project line. There's $4,000 budgeted for last year and $400 was spent. You're requesting $4,000 again this year. How do you plan to spend that?
Where we collect our lead acid batteries, basically the car batteries. It's in a little shed that was built in 2005, and it's pretty much at the end of its life, so we'd like to replace that. I've been being encouraged by someone to replace it. And the railing that surrounds around where the compactors are and the electronics needs to be repainted. One section got damaged, so we'd like to replace that section and paint it.
Okay. Could that also come out of the capital improvement fund?
I'd have to look at the exact wording. I can't say yes or no right now because I'm not looking at it.
Okay.
But it's really, it's a budget item.
Yeah, for improvement. For improvement.
It's a capital improvement.
For improvement.
Yeah, it's not an annual.
Right.
Okay.
But.
Go ahead, Sue.
Susan Young. But Chuck, you're wanting to make sure we at least keep the 100,000 in there for that next.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, correct. I'm not against using it for other things. It's just there is a large purchase that will need
what
to happen.
Piece of equipment?
And I just want to make sure that that's.
Yep.
Do you anticipate a warrant article this year to add money to the capital improvement fund? No? Okay. Okay.
Number 10.
Everybody? Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 10. Glass disposal charges. There was 7,000 budgeted last year and 3,777 was spent. You're requesting the same amount for next year.
Yeah, so we'll have two more glass hauls going out, and the last one that happened in September, total was like $832. So using that number, we're going to have two more of them going out at about $1,600, which will put us at about $5,400.
Okay.
So looking at it, we could certainly drop it to about $6,000. The rate will go up next year. We're contracted with waste management. It will go up, but even with the increase at $6,000, it should be okay.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
Bill?
Yeah.
You don't sell the glass? You pay to get rid of it?
No, this has no value.
Why not just throw it in with the trash then?
Because the trash is $90 a ton and glass is $45.
Wow. Yeah. And there's no use for it anyway, huh?
Not as a bottle, no.
Wow, it's interesting.
Where it goes to, they crush it. It goes to waste management in Rochester and they use it on site for the projects they have. But as just a bottle or, you know, glass, it has no value.
Yeah, I know it's used to put it in hot top as well, but all right, just curious.
In a larger scale, it probably does, but, you know, the small amount that we create, it doesn't.
Yeah. Excellent, thank you.
Okay, any other questions on that? Number 11, landfill disposal line, there was $194,506 budgeted for last year, and 36% of it is still remaining. But the same amount, why was the requested amount for the next year increased to $203,560?
One of September must have got paid. It's down to 28%, according to what I have.
Okay.
So basically, I looked at the last 4 years of what our totals were, and in 2020 was our highest amount of volume that we did. So I used that, which was... So we did 1,382 tons in 2020, and using 2020 numbers and 2025 rates, that's how I came up with that number.
Okay.
Now, I looked at 2022, 2023, 2021, and 2020. So our lowest amount was last year, which was 2023, and that was 1,261 tons. And I did the calculation using that as well. And the total amount for just the landfill was about $170,000 using 2023. And using 2020, it was $198,551. One other thing that comes out of the landfill line is the burn pit ash. Also gets landfilled and it comes out of that line, and it will be going out Friday, and I'll have a better idea after Friday what that total amount will be, but it's between $8,000 and $10,000, somewhere in that ballpark. So the lowest amount last year or the highest in 2020, I don't know how much volume is going to come in, so using real numbers that we have had using our contracted prices is how I came up with that number.
2020, was that COVID?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So
Why did you pick 2020? Just curious.
I just went back 4 years, and I used the year that had the highest volume. We had to pay for that.
Okay.
That could happen again. Hopefully it won't. But those are real numbers with the real pricing, and that's really what it
okay.
would cost.
But since COVID, you've seen it trending down.
So
2020 was the highest,
it's
said.
It's come down.
Okay.
Last 2023 was the lowest amount with 1,200 it was 1,261 tons in 2023. In 2022, it was 1,305.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, it was 1,303. And in 2020, it was 1,382. So it has been coming down, but again, we don't know what's going to happen year to year, and I don't control the amount that comes in. And my thinking was using real numbers with real pricing gives us a real price. And hopefully it will come in less than that. But if it doesn't, we're budgeted for it.
Okay.
That was just my thinking.
Thank you. Okay, any more questions?
May I just make a statement? I just want to remind the people voting, Susan Young, that whatever it doesn't get spent, we don't go on vacation. It comes back to the town. So even if it's over budgeted and it doesn't happen to go up, it will come back into the town. At what was the taxes?
Brenda Coughlin.
Wait, excuse me. Russ?
Oh, sorry.
Russ Dan, just to let you know, so far this year, the people in Candia, in their recycling, has generated over $74,000 that's gone into the general fund. And it's, you know, that's... So there is money that comes in from recycling, and it doesn't show in the budget here.
Yeah.
Just that you're aware of it.
Okay. Brenda, go ahead.
Brenda Coughlin. I get that. I get that it's not going into anybody's pocket and you're enjoying a big party, but part of our mission is to keep expenses down.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And so by keeping budgets to... Realistically, we want everybody to have the money they need to manage, but not excess with the, well, it goes into the general fund, and yeah, it can go towards taxes at the end. So I just think everybody needs to be mindful of that. And
our population.
We're not accusing anybody, or I'm not accusing anybody, of spending the money. It's just let's be realistic and careful of what, thank you.
Okay, any more questions? All right, number 12, the tax collector. The stipend was increased from $14,273 to $15,211. How did you arrive at that amount?
Candy wrote this response, so.
Yeah. But it says I. as an elected official, compensation for the position I hold is not based on hours worked or a set amount of hours worked. It is solely based on getting the job done and the generosity of the voters if it gets passed the budget committee. I have been doing this job for 15 years, and this increase equates to less than $300 a week for me to be available for public and non-public hours to process payments, leaning and deeding delinquent property owners, respond to telephone and email inquiries, as well as assessing questions and meetings with the Board of Selectmen when requested. If you prefer, I could submit my own warrant article to see if the voters are willing to raise and appropriate the funds to support the compensation for my position.
A little edgy.
Okay, so.
This is Stephanie. I have a question, and she's not here, so I probably can't get answered. Do we know the hours that she puts in on an annual basis?
A lot. Yeah.
So, I'm wondering, should it
but
be
is there
hourly
numbers?
And not... A stipend.
No.
Yeah, no, we don't want to pay.
No.
There's got to be a tracking, though, Brenda Coughlin. You can't just say a lot.
Yeah, it's like, well,
I'm sure she puts in, she must fill out something, some kind of time pad for Kim. She must track them.
May I also ask, when was the last time she did get a raise or a whatever you call those?
Stipend increase.
Yeah. When was the last adjustment made?
Well, the COLA. The COLA is applied.
COLA.
In addition to the COLA.
Well, she's getting a COLA on top of that.
Yeah.
So when was she, outside of COLAs, when was her last adjustment?
previously? I have to go back and look.
Could we find that out? Okay.
It wasn't recently.
Okay, that would be helpful if we could know that.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, number 13, excuse me, town building expenses. The building maintenance line, wait, let's go to town building expenses.
Page 7.
There we go, page 7. The building maintenance line was $6,250 last year, and $16,250 is being requested this year. How will this money be used? Why is it not being taken from the town office maintenance fund? The increase in building maintenance line was a result of the need for a new entrance door installation costing approximately $8,000. We opted not to draw from the town building maintenance fund in order to increase the balance for unforeseen occurrences such as roof repairs or burst pipes. Additionally, there have been discussions about repaving the town hall parking lot in 2025. The board may consider withdrawing from the town building maintenance fund to cover the cost of this project. Any questions?
How much is in there? Brenda Coughlin, how much is in that?
31,109.
31.
Wait a minute.
109. Yeah.
31,000?
Yeah, 109.
109. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Smith Building, number 14. The Smith Building maintenance line has increased, and the budget shows $21,415 for roof repair. Is anything being taken out of the Smith Memorial Building Fund or the Bird Smith Building Trust Fund? We are doing the last, the answer is, we are doing the last section of the roof in 2025. Mm-hmm. That money is in the budget. We are replacing the walkway from the front door down the slope to the driveway. We do not have exact estimates for the walkway. We will be using money from both of the funds to build the new walkway.
From both of what funds? The trust funds?
The two trusts. The Smith Memorial Building Fund and the Bird Smith Building Trust Fund. And those two, let's see what they have. What, and the Bird Fund, they can only use the
interest.
And that's got
Bird Fund.
$18,000, it looks like.
Of interest that they can use?
No, that's the balance. Balance end of year. I'm not sure. Because then it shows $194,000. Market value, grand total of principal and income, $148,000.
Some of these numbers didn't add up, remember?
The trustees aren't here, obviously, but
yeah.
Some of these, it's not clear to me.
That kind of doesn't answer it.
No, and the regular, the Smith Memorial Fund, let's see, that's, should be on here. That's got $12,377, according to this, the most recent.
That she can use
in the whole Smith thing. Building.
Yeah, that's the one that the town pays into every year.
Yep.
So that's not the interest only, like the Bird one.
So she has access of $12,000 for that, and we don't know how much is in the Bird.
Well,
to be used. Not
that's
clear.
Correct. We don't.
It's not clear.
Not clear how much the interest will be.
Okay. We should probably find that out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to know that.
Isn't she usually at this meeting?
What? She usually is.
Yeah.
She might have other commitments. She'll come if you want her to, I think.
It would be nice to get clarification for that, for the budget.
But we have a lot of
Andrea,
questions.
Would you like to ask Carla to come to our next meeting so she can clarify?
I sent her an email about the funds, spending from the funds, and she didn't reply today. So
you can just let her know
we'd like
explanation. Okay. That's the last of our questions. Are there any other additional questions we have before we...
Can I assume we won't vote on this?
I think we can make that assumption. We have a lot of questions and we're missing some members, so I think.
So that's that.
I don't think anybody here, unless anybody here feels they want to vote.
I'm not prepared.
No, I don't think we're ready to vote.
Okay.
So we have some questions to resolve and.
Okay, so we can go to school tonight.
So that our next.
Oh, we're not doing this?
No, we're not. This isn't a regular meeting.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
So. So the next meeting is November 13th. Vote on the preliminary budget recommendations for the town budget. So that's on the 13th is when we're going to hopefully get answers to our questions and when we'll vote.
Okay.
We'll be on November 13th.
And the warrant articles, is that?
Warrants are due on the 14th, warrant articles.
Non-petition warrant articles due on the 14th.
Madam Chair, I will be out of town for work that day. I'll do my best to hop on Zoom, but I don't think I'll be able to attend that meeting.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Okay. All right, any other questions before we, just a couple other small business items for us? No? Okay. All right.
Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for all the information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now. Okay, I wanted to talk about. Well, I'll wait and let.
Yeah, I was guessing this is going to be wild for Brian.
Okay, I wanted to talk briefly about our, what should we call it, our Zoom assistant, since Kevin is just here for this one meeting. So Susan said that her daughter is willing to do it. So sometimes she may sit and do nothing, and sometimes she may have to juggle, I don't know. I don't know how it works, whatever will happen. So I have no idea what we should pay her.
I had a thought on that. I don't know what we should pay her per se or pay him or her or whoever has to do it, but I think it should be a minimum of $25 just for gas to get here and back. So we, if the thing is a half an hour, then they made out pretty well. If it's a, you know, so at least a minimum of that would be my opinion.
Like a flat fee? Like
yeah, right. Well, it's a minimum. So if the
right
if when we get into budget season, the meetings may last hours.
Right, right.
So you're saying a minimum in case we have a nothing meeting.
A half, you're right.
It averages out.
Well, so how do we go over 25?
Well, but if we pay them by the hour, in other words, if we have a, let's say we're going to pay somebody $15 an hour, and we have a three-hour meeting, then we would pay them $15 an hour.
Okay.
If we have a half an hour meeting,
then
they get to $25. Yeah. I think that's what you're talking about.
That sounds great.
That makes sense.
What was our other lady getting? Well, she was doing the
She was administrative assistant and with we gave her a raise from.
Yeah, but it was what, to $16 or something?
No, I think she made 18.
Oh, wow.
Not, it wasn't.
So just so I understand. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, what did you say, Andrea?
I think it was over 20, right?
At the end?
Yeah.
We gave her another raise last January.
Yeah, I don't know. She's finishing her minutes really quick. So.
She was so fast that.
Yeah, it didn't
cost
more
than
20 bucks anyway.
Yeah.
But realistically, if AI is working out and we are all taking a turn, and we have a hard time.
It's the FaceTime that we're
It's someone watching for the hand to be raised or see.
No. I was going to say, how realistic is it for us to consider backfilling the AA position and maybe just pay for somebody to do the Zoom? And
personally,
and we would be taking it out of the AA.
I would love to have somebody do our minutes.
I would too.
I would too.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
In my experience with running these sort of things, I think it's better to have one person doing the notes consistently.
Except in 3 years I've been here, we've
had
one AA for about 6 months.
There's a hand.
No, she was here for over a year.
Yeah.
She was for a year?
Yeah, she was here over a year.
Ryan,
did you want to say something?
Is his hand up?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Did you have a hand?
He did.
No, I can wait until you guys were done.
No, go ahead.
Ryan Young, by the way. If you guys were done, I was just gonna make a motion to pay them and
yeah.
Explain what it would be. But
okay, go ahead and make your motion.
I had a question.
I'm discussing first.
Yeah, before we get there, so just so I understand, we're talking about either $25 to show up and run the meeting, or but what if it goes 3, 4, 5 hours? Are we going to switch into an hourly wait?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, $15 an hour.
Give them an hour. Well, I just made that up.
Minimum.
Mm-hmm. I made that up.
Well,
so,
15 is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think. 15. So
yep.
If we pay them, we'll do them whichever is higher, $25 or the hourly rate.
Are we going to 1099 them, or are they going to put them on as a town employee for the hourly
rate? That's she can handle that.
It's a town.
Finance. I think, Bill, if it's over...
Budget, we'll bring him on as a...
Yeah. Is it $600? Probably won't even come to $600.
She's a high school kid.
No, but I think...
That's all right.
It won't,
she can still,
yes.
get a W-2 for
and she can get it back. She can get it back.
Huh?
Building a resume.
There you go.
I would say, as an employee...
If it's over $600, you have to.
Oh, if it's
well,
over
there's rules that apply to whether she's a subcontractor.
Okay.
She's not really a subcontractor.
No.
Is this also, my other question is this something we have to advertise for and interview people, or can we just, because this is just a little threshold?
We have advertised
for the administrative assistant. They had no comment, so.
Okay. So we'll just still advertise it. The realities are what they are, and we'll probably just go forward with this individual.
Yeah.
The thing is, the $15, Susan Young, the $15 an hour, if we pay one of our administrative assistants, whether it's, I don't want to use names, but the selectmen's or the planning board, they get much more than $15 an hour because they have benefits, they have insurance, all of that. So to me, $15 an hour isn't outrageous. To me, our meetings usually aren't that long.
They pay that for hourly wage rates, I think, at Dunkin' Donuts now.
That's, oh yeah, McDonald's, yeah.
It's a lower no skill position.
Right, but they have to come out in the nighttime and then go back. And
okay, Brian, did you want to make a motion?
Well, I guess actually not necessarily a motion, but it sounded like you guys were juggling how to do the wage, and I was just going to offer up. I think the way to word it is $25 for the first hour, $15 for every hour after that.
Oh well, same. Yeah,
no. No, I
is
think.
Did I understand that right?
I like the.
No, we're talking about
$25 minimum.
$25 minimum, and or $15 an hour, whichever is more.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, but you don't get $25 for the first hour, and then $15.
They could.
For every hour after that.
No, if you work 3 hours, you get $15 for every hour. You don't get $25 the first hour. You
get $45.
Yeah, you only get $25 for the first hour if it's more than $15
for
each hour.
Is that, point of inquiry, is that going to cause any kind of challenges with state labor law? Because you're switching wages,
oh, and they
changing wages based
ones.
On the number of hours worked.
Oh, God.
I suspect not, but
no,
this is where my brain goes.
Yes.
Well, it is a 2 hour minimum if you call someone in.
What?
Touché, Brian.
So if you call someone into work,
mm-hmm.
You have to pay them 2 hours.
Well,
in the real world.
4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Used to be three.
I think we just do $15 an hour.
What if they're only a half an hour?
Yeah.
That's not right to make them come here for half an hour.
Yeah, that's
have we
I
ever
thought.
Had a half hour
yeah,
meeting?
Yeah, we have.
We have?
In the summer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
meetings aren't usually over an
I like
hour.
The 25.
I
to
get I like
$15 an hour
okay.
If we go to 2 hours or 3 hours.
I mean, that's fine with me.
Let's just do it, and if we're not allowed to, we'll change.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
He's got a hand.
Oh, you got a hand? Okay. Brian,
why don't we just say $20 an hour?
If she's only here for half an hour, that's only $10.
We've got to have a minimum of I can't put gas in my
car. You got to do a 25 minimum.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Would somebody
majority.
Like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Okay.
$25 to show up and $15 an hour if it goes into multiple hours.
Okay. I'll second
okay.
that.
Okay, so Bill made the motion and Sue seconded it.
I'll sue you.
So it's $25 minimum.
It's okay.
And or $15 an hour, whichever is higher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody opposed? Nobody's opposed. Okay. All right. Now, would somebody, anything else we want to discuss tonight before we go home? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Josh makes a motion to adjourn. Brenda seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
That's
Have a
right,
lovely evening.